Hey people, this is Heather Falk from Calgary, Alberta, and I just wanted to let you know that the Books Are Boring podcast has some pretty inappropriate language coming up. Probably some F-bombs, maybe worse. I don't even know what's worse than an F-bomb. I'm hoping they're not going to say the C-word, but who knows where this show will go. So, you've been warned.
Guys, I think these stories are starting to get personal.
And so needlessly violent. What happened to the days when ghost stories were about good versus evil? Once upon a time...
Oh man, my drugs are wearing off. Who's got more?
Here you go, baby.
All right. That is my kind of pot bomb.
Yo, Django, check it out.
Swarms of locusts and tornadoes and frogs.
I don't care. I lived in New York. Out there.
We interrupt your death metal to bring you some heavy news. All the good Christians got raptured up to heaven, so if you're hearing this, the good news is you're the coolest people in the world.
Yes!
The bad news is the world is over. This is NPR.
Oh man, end of days. Could anything suck harder than this?
Hello!
Devil here.
Everybody, it's time to get creepy. It's time to get scary. It's time for episode 87, the Halloween Scary Cast. I'm Trevor Bullman.
Response. I am L17 response unit.
That was David Stoneburner.
Hello.
This is the Books Are Boring Halloween episode.
Response. Yes.
How you doing there, L17?
Response. Well.
Great, that's great. I got a bit of a cold going on.
Response. Oh no, that is going around this time of year.
We just lost our listener.
Sorry, it's me, I'm back. Okay, I was just running a little late, so I deployed.
L17.
I deployed L16 entertainment unit.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're doing a Halloween special.
Yeah, I was late for Halloween because everybody's all in their costumes all over the subway line. They won't let the trains by.
It's true.
There's a matador on the tracks.
There's a matador on the tracks.
Just waving his little red flag.
There you go.
That's fun. You gotta really commit on Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, what I've thought about this month, as it's been very, very Halloween-y for me. Stop it! Trevor, is when people are like super committed to Halloween, it's awesome, right? They decorate the shit out of their houses. They they buy like crazy contacts for their eyes and like movie level prosthetics for their costume and stuff and spend like a shitload of money.
Yeah.
That's all awesome.
Yeah.
It's when they act like them, you know, like when they have a bit that they're doing, you know, for the world.
I love doing that.
Like, I know this is a simple one, but I'm life and I give out lemons.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you have a sack of lemons with you that you carry around all night?
How does that work?
Yeah, you just...
What if you run out? Do you run to the store?
Yeah, you run out of lemons. What happens then? Like, if you have, like, an active, like, bit or, like, you're talking with the accent, like, it's fun for a little bit, but then at the same time, like, are you method or something?
Yeah.
You're doing this... Aren't you drinking at parties?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's for?
It's true.
And people are just... acting out their costume, like you can tell that Halloween, like, really people are letting their inner weirdness out.
It's true. Yeah,
not you though.
Not me. Well, I went to a Halloween party the other night.
Yeah, I know. And you had a good costume.
I had a good costume. I was Donnie Darko.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy is like my favorite Trevor costume that you've done, because I remember that year you showed up to our party with devil horns made out of McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
And that was your costume. I'm the devil.
Yeah.
And then there's someone in a way better devil costume. And you're like, we have the same costume.
Yeah.
hated you so much for that.
This is awkward. And we have the same costume, and then we've got a picture taken together.
Yeah. And literally, he's got little paper red horns on the top of his head that he cut out of a carton of McDonald's french fries.
Yeah. That's talk of the town.
That was what Trevor contributed to the Halloween party. But and then you were doing that thing that I was talking about. You were going around like damning people and torturing
them. It's true. And I lit one person on fire.
One person, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're just kind of showing a little bit.
A little bit of power.
Fully committing.
Yeah, my devil powers.
It's Halloween.
No, well, that's what was great about Donnie Darko is I could just brood, you know.
Right, yeah, it was weird a couple years ago when you were just the McDonald's devil just in the corner like, man, what am I going to run out of time?
I probably did cry that night.
Well, you did, but I mean, and we laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
And you laughed. That's what we should say. Mm-hmm. You cried, you laughed. That always makes an experience sound like so benign. It's like, oh, it was great. We laughed. We cried.
Yeah, it's true.
You cried, huh?
Have you seen the video of the kid? He's crying and he just sobs and he goes, what am I crying about again? It's like, yeah, we know, kid. That's life.
That's it. You said it. What am I crying about again? It almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Just going to cough really gross for a sec. How was that for you?
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just peeking now and then. Mm. I'm just hyper aware because I usually don't have headphones, so just ignore me. So it's Halloween.
Halloween, the night of the ghouls and the goblins and the ghosts and the culturally appropriate costumes.
Yeah, so I mean, we're here, your friends at the Books Are Boring podcast, to talk to you all about how you can invoke these types of spirits and
bring them back
and racial offenses to incorporate into your Halloween. Because if you're just at home dressed up like a cat, but you're not being haunted by any phantoms, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's not even Halloween.
It's not even It's not even Hamlet. It's not even Hamlet.
So it's not even Hamlet. So if you want to, let's just start simple. If you want to summon like a Civil War ghost who I guess died up in the North for some reason. How do you do that, Trevor? What's the ritual?
I don't have my spell book. I don't know.
You don't know this one from memory, dude?
No.
It's like,
oh, wait, no.
It's like making pasta.
Yeah.
This is the easiest one.
Light a fire. Got to put something the ghost owned.
Yeah, you got
beside the fire.
Yeah, so like his little spectacles or his crumply hat.
You get a little packet of potion. A
little packet of potion that you can get at any convenience store.
Any convenience 7-Eleven. Store, witches, coven stores.
You can go to witches, coven stores, and I mean, admittedly, the
semi-better quality.
The powder will be better, but...
Yeah, but you can get your potion powder anywhere.
I mean, it's just like, sometimes it's the night of, right? And the witch and coven stores are just like out the fucking door down the sidewalk lines, right?
It's true.
So you can just go to Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah.
And get some potion.
Yeah.
Powder.
Potion powder.
Sorry, go on, Trevor.
But then you just say the whatever incantation you want.
Yeah, that'll determine kind of what kind of where you pull the ghost from, the phantom, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of a type that you'll get. Yeah,
and then you just hang out for a while with the ghost, and then he has to go back.
Yeah. Sometimes with your soul, sometimes with your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful. Sometimes what'll happen is there's dire consequences.
Right, yeah, I guess people don't talk about them so much.
Yeah.
It's like, I can bring my son back to life. It's like, there's dire but he's out the door.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
He's out there, he doesn't know that there's dire consequences. What's the most dire consequence you ever got for an incantation?
Oh, yeah, this one time I was just trying to get smarter for a test.
Right, okay, so did you go to the... So, just to ask, did you go to the Witch's Coven store or...
Convenience store. I just bought the smart potion. Make you smart potion.
Store-bought.
Yeah, and then I did the spell, and I lit a fire. Light a fire. And I got smarter, but I got too smart for my own good.
Mm.
So I didn't even write the test because I didn't think I needed it. Because I was like, I'll just go invent Facebook or something.
Sure.
Didn't invent Facebook.
No.
Invited
because you had Friendster. Brains, but no motivation, right?
Brains, but no motivation.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just went around telling everybody I was better than them.
Mm.
And
so it turned out to be, like, the dire consequence of that was...
I lost all my friends, failed the test.
Lost your life.
And then when the spell was over, it was like Flowers for Eldoran. I have a cold, people. I didn't mix up Star Wars and flowers for... Anyways, yeah, so I couldn't go back. I just felt really dumb, and I still feel really dumb.
And that's your origin story.
That's my origin story.
Wow.
So, something to think about.
That's really sad. Yeah, so one time for me, I was like, you know, there's this person, she always called me Goat Face Boy.
Yeah.
She called me Goat Face Boy, mostly because I ate grass.
Yeah.
I'd crouch down on my haunches and I'd eat grass.
As you do.
I didn't get enough fiber.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
No dad.
No dad.
How do you get fiber?
How do you get fiber without a dad?
So.
How do you get
fiber without a dad? So I'm eating grass, Goatface Boy, they call me, and I'm like, fucking, I'm going to do a spell on you.
Yeah.
So I go and I get the goat face spell, so I'm going to make them an actual goat face.
Yeah.
Right? So, but I did exactly what you did. I got the store-bought stuff rather than making it from scratch, and you know, it's always better when you make it. Spilled it. I made myself into the version of me you see today, Goatface Boy.
So they called you Goatface Boy before you...
Before.
Oh.
I haven't been called that since. People look at me and they're like, you can't just say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. You're special now. It's not like,
Yeah, people have been pretty sensitive. But yeah, so I mean, the dire consequence of that was that now I have to eat grass when before I just liked to. And I mean, I mean, I needed the fiber, but
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, I get that. Should we tell a quick scary story?
We should probably spook out the listeners' ears so that they're scared enough to not sleep all night, which is what Halloween's all about. And the pumpkin spirits crawl from the graves and they creep into your door stoops and put a little candle inside their guts and go, give me candy and you get a couple treats.
Well, is that scary enough?
So, no, we'll do the story.
Okay, here's a story. This story takes place back in the olden times.
Oh, man. But 1992. Way back. Yeah. Backstreet Boys.
But they're not around yet.
Not yet. That's how far
new
back.
New kids on the block aren't doing it well anymore.
No, they've...
But we got new guys on the scene like Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
So there was this spooky night and everybody's like scared because it's Halloween, no less.
It is Halloween, no less, on this night. That is true. But why are they also spooky?
And a young boy is dressed as his favorite television character from 1992, DJ Tanner.
That's it? Or is there more?
No, there's more.
Oh, okay.
So he's walking down the street.
Oh, I got it.
Dressed as DJ Tanner. And he sees the old McCleary house.
And now, McCleary house is famous for 1 year prior in... olden times.
Yeah.
1991.
Yeah.
A little boy had crawled in on that very night, Halloween night, because he'd seen a light on inside the house.
Yeah.
And he knocked, he wanted the candy, so he saw this window, he climbed inside the window, was never heard from until he came out.
Yeah, he wasn't heard from for another 5 minutes.
Yeah, but then he was like, nothing in there.
And he wasn't the same again. The whole next year, he just kept going. Remember that time I went into the McCleary house?
It's like, yes, and nothing happened. Why do you keep telling this story? It's like, I fucking did it.
I did it. Everybody, I fucking did it. And they're like, watch the language, you're six.
Watch the language. So, I mean, everybody knew that the house changed you.
Yeah. So he's like, it won't change me. I'm the best guy.
So he goes into the house. He sees the same open window.
Yeah.
He crawls through.
Crawls in it. Walks around a bit. Turns out demons.
Yeah, it's all full of demons. Like, you think there's nothing, but it's all full of crazy demons.
So that's pretty scary.
Yeah. He was spooked out of his gourd.
Yeah.
And so he ran back out of the house.
Yeah. Turns out the demons erase your memory.
Oh, so yeah, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
He walked out, and he's like, nothing in there.
Nothing there, but he talked about how he went into the house for the whole year.
That's all he remembered. He's like, I climbed out of it, so I went in.
Yeah.
What'd you see? Nothing?
Nothing.
So the legend story goes.
That's how the story... That was scary.
That was a pretty spooky one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because the demons were, like, showering and stuff, like, living their lives, trying to make dinner, showering. Yeah. It's like, oh my god, who the fuck are you? They wipe your mind. Get out of here.
Yeah. Have you seen a trailer for Pet Sematary?
Yeah, looks pretty good.
I kind of want to take, put the Ramones Pet Sematary song over it. See how that works.
I want to get married.
Buried.
In a pet cemetery.
It's buried.
That's what I said.
You're not getting married.
I said married.
That would be pretty cool to get married in a pet cemetery.
I don't want to get laid.
You know, like those wedding pictures you see where like the guy has a goatee and top hat, like an oversized top hat, and then the bride's mm-hmm. wearing like those goggles.
Yes.
They're all steampunk, but they're like getting married in like a...
In a cemetery or a train yard.
Yeah.
Or a sewer.
Yeah, and the Ninja Turtles are probably there.
Yeah. One really funny relative is dressed as a Ninja Turtle instead of like a sewer steampunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's so more Halloween.
We've all been to those weddings, but more Halloween. Let's teach some safety tips.
Safety. Safety is the best way to keep your body safe from harm. So we're going to teach it to mm-hmm. you now. So you want to wear only costume. Like, you don't want to be any sort of costume that's dark colors. You want to be fully luminescent, mm-hmm. reflective,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
like spaceman, chrome, halogen lights, military grade installed.
Oh, like Chrome Lady from Star Wars.
All of it. All sorts of chrome and shininess and
you could
Christmas
be,
lights.
Like a little R2-D2.
Yeah, but again, like with some a big lights. Mounted military grade halogen lights.
Right, yeah.
So that
you could also go as a baseball stadium at night.
You could go as a baseball stadium at night. That's a very safe costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one would be the sun.
You can go as the sun.
Our star.
Yeah.
Not Lady Gaga, but rather the sun.
Hmm.
So safety. There's more so ways safety. To be safe
yeah,
than
more ways
just
to be
light.
Safe. A lot of people do trunk or treats now. Instead of going to a house, they'll go to like a church parking lot and go to different like trunks. Or a school parking lot or something like that.
To see if they're open?
To see if they're...
Just tug on the handle,
just
see
tug
if
on
it'll
the handle.
Pop up.
No, they'll set up like little things in the
oh,
trunk.
Oh, like Halloween tailgating for kids?
Yeah, it's like Halloween tailgating for kids. But I say don't do that.
No.
I say go to the roughest neighborhood you can find. Because
They're probably misunderstood.
They're misunderstood. They're buying candy. They're yeah. ready for you. And if they don't, they got other treats for you.
Do you think you're going to get trick-or-treated here?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll be at work, so I don't give a fuck.
little devils coming to the door knocking.
Yeah.
Their onesies.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get, like, Colin and Israel to, like, hang out here, make it a day night for them, and then they hand out candy or something.
That's cute. Or get like a vicious dog, chain it up by the door.
Yeah.
And turn on the light to lure our kids.
Yeah, that's another safety tip. If you don't want to hand out a candy to kids because you're afraid of getting robbed.
Yeah, chain up a vicious dog near the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's because, I mean, that may not seem intuitive to the listener, but through cause and effect, the viciousness of the dog will result in a bite. And getting bitten often scares off children.
That's true, yeah. And if you don't know where to get a vicious dog, just go down to your local humane society or animal shelter and just be like, can I borrow your most vicious dog for the evening? They'll usually let you do it.
Yeah, usually, because they're like, I mean, it's so hard to walk them
this
and feed
Halloween.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, just take them off our hands for an evening.
Yeah. You always see those things on Facebook, too, where it's like, don't put your kittens or puppies up for adoption on Halloween because they'll be used in torture sacrifice or in like ritual sacrifice. It's like no, they won't be.
Yeah, well, some of them will be, but not like the majority of them.
Yeah, you think there's rituals like that much ritual sacrifice that we need to share a Facebook?
Yeah, the Facebook post is not merited.
Yeah.
So here's another tip: razor blades and
candy. I'm listening.
Here's another tip.
Yep.
Razor blades and candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as everyone knows,
To put them in there.
It's really tough to put them in there. But I mean, overall.
Yeah.
Razor blades at the drugstore are expensive.
They're expensive,
They're really expensive. Mm-hmm. And then doing those like podcast ones where you use the code, like, yeah, you save a little bit of money.
Yeah, like Harry's Razor. Use promo code Books Are Boring.
So you just sent them to the site, but there's no promo code.
We'll get it sorted out before this episode comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll make them a sponsor.
If you pay nothing for those razors, because you're getting them free and candy, those can last you all year.
That's true.
Those can last you all
year. So just quickly put them through your x-ray machine.
Yeah.
Your home x-ray machine.
X-ray machine is a good way to stay safe on Halloween.
Yeah.
And save some money.
Yeah.
An x-ray machine is going to cost you between $750,000 and, you know, an even
$800,000. Yeah.
So you're going to save some money and you're going to save yourself looking a fool.
Yeah. You don't want to look a fool.
If you look a fool on Halloween, unless that's your costume.
Yeah.
And there's several circumstances where it's fun. You can get killed by ghosts, so you don't want to look a fool.
You don't want to look a fool.
Safety tip.
Yeah. Also, if you're a dentist, you can hand out little toothbrushes and toothpaste, and people will be like, that's nice of you.
Or teeth.
Or teeth. Or your old teeth that you've
extracted. Of your victims.
Of your victims. All right, speaking of victims, should we do another scary story?
I have a scary story planned for the listeners.
I'm ready.
There was once a young girl babysitting. Okay, so she's alone in the house babysitting. Kid has gone to bed.
How young? How young?
The kid?
Yeah. No, the babysitter.
She's about 19.
Oh, so legal.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, dude, year into it, man. Yeah. She's legal as can be.
Okay, go on.
Lottery tickets, she's buying them.
She's buying lottery tickets. She's joining the army.
She's in it.
She's signing up.
She's babysitting on the side, army on this other army, side.
Lottery tickets. Buying a case of beer for her girlfriends.
Yeah, hey, gals, gonna have some beers tonight. Why? Because I'm of legal age.
Just a bottle of suds.
Just a bottle of suds for us legal aged friends.
Friend zones. Go on.
So she's in this house alone. The child has gone to sleep.
So she's not really in the house alone. The child's there.
A sleeping person doesn't exist.
Oh, right.
They don't count as a person.
They're in dreamland. Yeah.
They're in dreamland.
Go on.
You just like Hadouken'd me through your microphone, blasted me in the head.
I like crackled.
Look at it. You can see it. It looks like a Hadouken.
Anyways, go on. I've never been to Hoboken.
No, you haven't. You've never left this room.
No, it's true.
You're born here and you'll die here.
And I'll live here again.
Mm-hmm.
As a ghost.
Yeah. That's a nice thought about it. So anyway, there's a babysitter.
She's babysitting.
She's alone in the house because the child is asleep.
Yes.
We understand this now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she starts hearing a little knock on the door. Like, you know those knocks that don't seem like a fully intentional knock?
Yeah.
Like, they just kind of tweak you out a little bit. You go and check, but you don't even want to open the door to look because it seems so, like, not a real knock.
Yeah.
Or, like, half-hearted, like they didn't want you to hear it. You know, like someone who's maybe just leaving a package behind, but they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But it's just suspicious. So she goes. She opens the door. Of course, nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she hears, like, whooshing on the side of the house.
Yeah.
You know this story. You can feel free to jump in anytime.
Oh, okay. I was just enthralled. Yeah. So she's whooshing.
She's in the front door, and someone has whooshed in the side bushes.
So she's not whooshing.
She's not whooshing.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So she goes out, right?
She's babysitting.
Oh, I know the story. She goes out.
Yeah, now you know. Because you thought she was whooshing.
But first she has to get a baseball bat, right?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's...
She's babysitting Ken Griffey Jr.'s daughter.
Yeah, so she gets Ken Griffey's signed baseball bat from when he won the World Series that time.
Mm-hmm. He signed his own bat and kept it.
And so she takes that, and she's, just in case he ever leaves this world, so he has something for his kids to pawn.
Gets caught for those tax schemes, and his kids need something to pawn.
Exactly. So she's walking around with the baseball bat going, hey, guess what I got, sucker? It's a baseball bat. You're going down. And then I'll go on.
Yeah, so then she goes around the corner with baseball bat, and let's say her phone was on flashlight mode.
Yeah.
And she looks around the corner into the bushes where the whooshing had occurred.
Yeah.
And she sees it's not some punk whom she can scare with her baseball bat, but rather a goblin.
Oh, a whole goblin's there, right? And he's...
mad as hell.
He's mad as hell, and he goes, I'm gonna get you.
I was just trying to go, I just kind of had a joke garbage, and now you're flashing this night on me. You're gonna hit me with King Griffin Jr.'s worst sign baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get you now.
That's a mad goblin.
Yeah, so it turns out then the goblin walks over her, grabs her by the head, like pops her head off like a grape.
Like how you pop a grape off of a human being's shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went up to the kid's room to end the kid's life.
As you do if you're an angry goblin.
Kid's got a gun. Shoots the goblin.
AR-15. We gotta keep our guns. We gotta protect our guns.
Hashtag First and Second Amendment.
Second Amendment.
And then...
We have the right to talk about...
The goblin entered, uninvited. You have a right to shoot that goblin.
It was in the child's home.
Yeah.
A child... That gun was registered.
Yep.
background checks completed on that child. Yep. All safety. As far as that gun was operated
shooting range,
and that's what we're advocating here, using weapons correctly,
exactly,
to shoot goblins on Halloween night who have just popped the head off of your babysitter like a grape.
I think that was a scary story. Yeah. Any other advice that we should give for Halloween night?
Yeah, just remember that one for apologies, though.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Just
yeah.
Don't want to forget.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you're going to a holiday party or Halloween party, here's some tips.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If it's a BYOB. Bring your own bats. But also bring a snack to share. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. For the bats.
Yeah, also.
Grapes is a good idea.
Stay in character the whole night.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a bit where you're actually, like, you bought something, you're handing it out?
Yeah. Like lemons, maybe your life.
Like your life of the party, so it's like you got like a disco ball on, and your t-shirt says life, and you're wearing a big wig or whatever, and so you're like making other people dance and stuff.
Yeah.
If you're doing that.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, putting little
Shiraz in there. No, Shiraz is a wine.
Putting a little Shiraz in their vodka to get them lit. Then you got to know some safety tips.
You got to know when to hold them.
So when you're at like 19, it's not a good time to hit. Just hold there. 19's good.
Yeah.
So other ways to be safe is you want to keep an eye on your drink at all times.
Yeah.
Because that can be used to take your DNA to start some voodoo stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to avoid that. You want to avoid any circumstance where people can get your DNA to make curses and dolls and spells out of.
Right, right.
Because like we said, we're in the age of like CBD at the convenience store.
Yeah.
Potions at the convenience store. Yeah. It's not hard. And there's a lot of wackos out there today who just want to curse people.
It's true. Yeah. I went to a Halloween party, right? I was saying that.
Yeah, you were Donald Darko.
I had little bits that I was doing.
Of course you did.
Because I didn't really know anybody there.
And that's who you are in your day-to-day, not just Halloween.
Yeah. It started off, I was like, because I was already starting to feel sick, but the more I drank...
You drank your way through to the other side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, one thing I did was I'd walk up to people and go, I know that there's marijuana smoke, and I know it's legal now, but you don't have to give in to peer pressure. You have to make that choice yourself, okay? And then I'd walk away. And I did a Cody was talking to somebody, and I did that to them, and then I walk away, and that guy didn't know me, and he's like, that guy's super lame.
You are super lame.
Yeah, and I called out, this one girl was dressed as a fairy, and I kept calling her a bird. God, I love your bird costume. It's just so good.
That's great.
Yeah, it's always sunny. That's still that one.
So, I mean, your singlehood kind of making sense in this moment.
Yeah. Also, I was complaining at the end of the party that every single woman I talked to ended up making it with somebody else.
Yeah, dude, you're like an aphrodisiac for other people.
Yeah. Oh, where's the opposite of this?
Yeah. Where's something that I can see in contrast? That shit's going to look sweet.
Yeah. Should we tell another scary story?
I think we got time for one more quick little stormy.
Yeah.
It was a dark and stormy Daniels.
Oh, from pornography. And she did the president thing.
From the scandal.
She did the president.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's dark and stormy Daniels night. It's a Halloween night, of course.
What?
And guess where we
November are? November 31st?
November 31st, but a month earlier and a date that exists. And...
I couldn't even say it.
Guess where we are? We're in a graveyard.
Oh, graveyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dead people buried there, so ghosts.
Wait. Whoa, what?
So graveyards have dead bodies there.
No, why? That's fucking disgusting. The great stone collection that every city has with funny names on them. You can go around and have a laugh.
Yeah.
There's pretty flowers everywhere. No, yeah. Dude, that's disgusting. Don't say that. That's morbid. That's a morbid joke. I don't like it.
I'm Robin.
This is a morbid joke.
Thank you.
And I don't appreciate it. A graveyard is a lovely place to take a date.
But for some reason, ghosts live there.
To laugh at silly names. And right. One of them is even your dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Your dad has an honorary stone there for some reason.
It's fun. It's pretty fun.
I've had so many dates. Like, so many of my life experiences have happened in a graveyard, and that really, really is going to be hard for me to handle if you keep saying that.
It's true. Also, that just reminds me of Nobody's watched the Tonightman with Olaf Scham, but one of my favorite things in that one, you guys should watch it.
It's watch, great. Check out Tonightman on YouTube.
With guest Olaf Scham. Dave's character says, I was like, what are you up to? And he goes, I just found a bucket of egg yolks by my dad's grave. Me and my dad are just getting ready. Oh, it's such a good joke.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you guys should check out Tonightman. This is a great season.
Yeah. So anyways, we're in this graveyard. Ghosts are around because it's Halloween night.
I don't understand why ghosts would be.
That's just where they hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're all hanging out, having a little bit of a party. But this guy's like walking through, like, one of these ghosts are having a party.
My dad always called them a party. Good old dick swinger.
Good old dick. Is that what he called a party?
They're all having a dick swinger.
Yeah. My dad used to always say, one time my dad went into the bathroom and my uncle Dick was in there. And he goes, this is where the dicks hang out. It's pretty funny. But then he said that every time he went into a bathroom, because he got a laugh that one time.
Without
but
that didn't context. Have
that context.
It's just an incredibly strange, uncomfortable thing to say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's the story. But anyways, back to the graveyard. It's a big old dick swinger. Those ghosts are tying one on.
Having a dick swinger.
Yeah, and this guy's like, ooh, I don't think I was invited to this ghost party.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look around, you see a bunch of ghosts.
Oh, I'm a human. I'm the only human here. This is uncomfortable. Is it a segregated party, or do they just not know any humans?
They just not know any humans.
Yeah.
Probably that.
Yeah.
Probably because they can't communicate. They're in different phases of existence. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
he left early because social anxiety is a scary thing, and that's the scary part of the story.
Yeah, so if you have social anxiety, that's okay.
Yeah. We've all got it. I got it.
Yeah, so just like you can have a great Halloween experience at home if you just release a bat in your apartment. Deal with that problem all night.
Yeah. And then if you get bit, then you have to talk to the doctor.
You have to.
So it's forced interaction, and that can be good for you in the long run.
Yeah, or at the very least, the prescription you'll get could be helpful.
Yeah, I think they have to put a bunch of needles in your stomach.
So anyway, get a bat.
Get a bat.
Get as many bats as you can stomach.
Yeah.
So that there's, on the off chance, if some kid comes to your house, knocks on the door for trick-or-treat, when you open the door, a bunch of bats will fly out.
That's right.
And that'll be the greatest Halloween moment that kid ever experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
So, apologies?
Apologies. Let's do some apologies.
Right off the bat, guns. The gun thing.
Yeah. Sorry about the gun thing. That is where we stand, but we don't need to say that. I'd like to apologize for that.
Yeah.
I'm anti-gun.
In the same breath, you apologize for what you were saying.
I kind of wish guns weren't invented, but then I wouldn't be here. Like, part of me says, oh, it's sad that guns exist.
But then the other part of you
is like, I wouldn't exist if it wasn't for guns.
They're necessary for you.
Yeah. I have a weird story about how I was conceived, but that's for another episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still, like, I guess in the long run, no, it'd be better if guns didn't exist, because then a lot more people would exist.
Yes. Yeah, but how?
I wouldn't exist.
Yeah, but how would we shoot rare endangered rhinoceros?
Oh, that's a good point.
How would we do that?
Yeah, an arrow is not going to go through that thick hide.
No.
Yeah, no. We need guns.
We need guns, or at least rhino tanks.
Or at least rhino tanks.
I'd like to apologize for
rhino tanks.
No, that seems real cool. Yeah. That just seems real cool.
Yeah.
I suppose nothing.
Oh, I was grumpy at work the other day, so sorry to my coworkers for that.
Oh, yeah, I guess if we extend beyond the podcast.
Yeah. I've
committed a series of vandalism.
There was a lot of mumbling under my breath at work.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I've been bad for that lately.
Yeah.
I've been really, like, I can't just go, like, fuck. Like, just don't do that. There's no reason to make a verbal, like, response to some instances. Like,
oh, no, you don't need to stay behind when you're carrying a bowl of hot soup. You can just walk behind and assume I'm not going to turn around. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying this out loud.
Yeah. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Like, some, like, customers.
As I'm, like, punching in an order, I'm like, no, just keep walking. Yeah, don't stay behind. Don't worry about safety.
I just, like, out loud said, like, "Oh my god," as a customer just like droned on and was clearly not listening.
Oh, really?
You could just tell that, like, I was talking, and they would talk over me and not hear anything. Just like out of the, "Oh my god."
I had them once turned around. When I worked at Starbucks, someone's like, "Hey, can I speak to the manager?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the manager." And he's like, "Okay, well, I really want to get a job here." And I was like, "Okay, what do you need to do?" And he's like, "Cause I'm really good with people. I'm really great."
Yeah.
And he just like keeps talking over me.
He's got his like script that he's delivering.
And he's like, "And to be honest, you have very sexy women who work here, and I wouldn't mind working with them." And just like talking over me, I'm like, shut up, stop talking now, stop it. He's like, "What?" I was like, "I was going to tell you how to apply, but I don't apply. I don't want to work with you."
Whoa. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
What is that fuckhead's influence?
Yeah, I was like, don't objectify women as you're like trying to get a job.
Yeah, but did his like dad teach him how to like, you know, what you tell him that your strengths are and you make a joke?
Yeah, that's probably it. Like, I'll get them laughing.
Yeah, they got hot ladies there. You know, you wouldn't mind working with them. Like, ugh, yeah, I can just hear it.
Those are my friends. And yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Sorry for him.
Sorry for that guy.
Sorry for that guy. But I called him out. Got called out. We gotta wrap this up.
Apologies. Sorry for going too long.
Sorry, I'm not.
Happy Halloween.
Himmeline.
And anything else?
Yes. One more final parting Halloween thought. But watch out for a scary rat. That's scary, right?
Scary bats.
Scary bats, scary rats, scary cats, and scary vats of witch's brew. Yeah, so that's it. We're done for this one. And it's Halloween. So chances are you're having a great time. And you're going to listen to this maybe after. And so it won't be... Have a beautiful time and eat a lot of candy. And remember, carve a pumpkin and have a pumpkin pie. And remember your friends. And drink pumpkin beer. And have a lovely November.
Have a lovely November, everybody. Happy Halloween. And for a scary movie, maybe watch Fahrenheit 9/11. All right. Bye, everybody. Join us next week.
If you want.
If you want.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.